Hosanna, Hosanna, to God and the Lamb. On March 27, 1836, the prophet Joseph Smith dedicated the Kirtland Temple, the first temple built in the latter days. He prayed that all people who shall enter upon the threshold of the Lord's house may feel thy power, and feel constrained to acknowledge that thou hast sanctified it, and that it is thy house, a place of thy holiness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verse 13. Following the prayer, the choir sang a new hymn written by W. W. Phelps, especially for the dedication, The Spirit of God. We'll sing, and we'll shout with the armies of heaven, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Let glory to them in the highest be given, henceforth and forever, Amen and Amen. Hymns number 2. Since 1836, these words have not only been sung at every Latter-day Saint Temple dedication, but have filled hearts with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in untold numbers of life situations. Following are images that remind us that we are blessed to live in a time when more than 100 temples provide opportunities for the making of eternal covenants, as well as serve as a haven of peace and personal revelation. And on this page, we have a double-page photo of the Snowflake, Arizona Temple, in which Mitch Johnson features this temple in its natural setting. On the next page, on the top half, we have a painting in which watercolor artist Al Rounds chooses an unusual perspective of the Salt Lake Temple in View from Quint Street, Salt Lake City. On the bottom half of this same page, we have some artwork wherein Keith Bond expresses his reverence for God's creations in a gold-leaf triptych titled The Creation. He won a merit award in the church's 6th International Art Competition. And on the next page, we have a front view of the Nauvoo Temple, and in this, Peruvian Geronimo Lozano won a purchase award in the 6th International Art Competition for his clay and wood sculpture, The Truth Revealed. And this, again, is a front portion of the Nauvoo Temple. On this same page, we have a picture of a portion of the Nauvoo Temple. And in this, James Ronald Bartlett honors the faith of the Nauvoo Saints in the 6th International Art Competition. His sculpture, The Nauvoo Pillar, includes the tower of the temple, the flying angel, the pillar motif, and the familiar icons of sunstone, moonstone, and stars. On the next page, we have 5 different photos of artwork, and they are described as follows. Italian Valeriano Ugolini's vision represents a vision of the future taken from the past to bless the future. The next one, we have former astronaut Don Lind paints the Logan, Utah temple in a peaceful setting in Sacred Sentinel. He found peace in this temple after 7 astronauts died when the space shuttle Columbia exploded. Next, James Shirley includes the prophet Joseph Smith and President Gordon B. Hinckley in Return to Glory, painted on old weathered wood. And in the next one, in Nauvoo Full Circle, Mortality to Immortality, Jill Cecil uses apples to represent mortality and butterflies to represent immortality. And finally, Cloyd Bedke has painted many versions of the San Diego, California Temple. This view shows the temple from the west, facing the mountains on the east. On the next page, the main part of the page is devoted to picture of artwork titled In Family Together Forever. Nigerian artist Azumota Izabigi shows a family offering prayers of gratitude. Their elongated necks depict their vision, strength, and dedication to God through temple ordinances. And then just a small part down at the lower part of the page, we have a photograph of 2 people outside the temple. And Troy Wenzel honors his temple-going grandparents in Ami and Opa. End of the article, Hosanna, Hosanna, to God and the Lamb.